follow up from what Annette is saying, when you really begin to connect with mindfulness of the body and the body, what you find is there's so many layers, there's so many interesting areas to explore. And I'm just going to connect with one and this evening, because we do want to go to bed someday. So the first thing you think about mindfulness of the body in the body is that you're really paying attention in the body, how the body is responding. So that's the first thing you're doing. But what you're really doing is you're in that process beginning to rewire a whole system that wires automatically. Let me give you an example. A bunch of years ago, back in the Stone Ages, I was another kind of psychologist. And what I did, at least in one part of that, is I did a job analysis of individuals flying in an aircraft that did surveillance. And you know, if you want to know what the job's all about, you don't watch the expert and you don't talk to the expert. And you don't talk to the expert because the expert's movements are in implicit memory, or what's often called muscle memory. And the expert doesn't have access to them anymore. So one of the reasons we ask you to walk slowly is because you're an expert at walking, and you've forgotten what it's like to walk. And when you walk slowly, it takes you away from that expert movement, and you have to learn it again. And then you see it. Think about your keypad on any of your devices. How many times do we forget the number, but punch in the numbers automatically because our fingers know where to go? And so what's happening, and what mindfulness really helps us deal with, and with body in the body, is that we all are walking through life having our bodies take us places that maybe we don't want to go. We're responding or reacting to things because the brain, etc., the body itself, is a very efficient but not necessarily always effective information processing system, because what it does is it takes what we do often and makes it habitual, so we don't have access to it anymore. And so this is just a sidebar. And so what we do is we make up stories to actually make sense of what we just did, but we did it before we had the story. That's another issue. But think about that. And so mindfulness brings us into that moment when we're paying conscious attention to what we're doing next. At work, think of the number of times you've been on your computer and the phone rang. Did you turn off the computer? Did you turn away from the computer, or did you try to talk and look at the computer at the same time? And how did that go for you? Okay. So this is about stopping, connecting, and making a conscious physical choice to do the next thing. So I step into it with intention. So we're learning, starting today, that often what you think you are doing on purpose, you're actually doing as a reaction that's deeply embedded in how you've always done it. And so we stop. We stop, we take a moment, and as Lynette says, it's always in the transition, and choose what I'm going to do next. Now certainly, sometimes we want to choose to be automatic. We went down to help people at a retreat, in a tradition we used to practice in at a retreat center, painting. And they were painting mindfully, but they thought that meant slowly, that it was taking them forever. So you want some automatic stuff. You don't necessarily want to do everything watching every brush stroke, because winter does come in Vermont. So there are times, so it really is an issue. So what you're creating in some sense is an agile process, that you take the automatic system and consciously engage it, as opposed to have it just go without you doing anything about it. So you're beginning to unlock the way of being with yourself that you approve of. We stop, we pay attention to the action, and then we do it again. And then those things that we're creating also get wired in implicit muscle memory. You can always call it implicit memory or muscle memory. They're the same thing. They're below the level of awareness. And most of our actions occur there. So we bring into awareness the habits that we have, and we're looking at them and being able to say, is this skillful? Is what I'm doing skillful? Sometimes, just like Lynette described, bang, you hit it and say, oh, that wasn't skillful. And then we become aware. And we have to practice being aware. As I outed myself this morning, I've certainly been quite unskillful in a number of ways about how I deal with my injuries. And that can give you a lot more. I don't recount them all. But ultimately, it's that sense, and this is really, really important, that sense and that in mindfulness, I'm now accountable because I know there's another way. We didn't tell you that either, did we? That you now know there's a way to be accountable for what you're doing next, because it really is in this sense of saying, my body often drives me, because it does. The physical part of me drives me. It's wired there. But I can stop. I can take a breath. I can slow down. And I can consciously make the next decision. So I'm leading you down this beautiful garden path, because then I'm going to, in the next little while, give you a whole bunch of practices you can do forever that will help you train that. So mindfulness in the body is really the easiest one to train, because we all do things that have a physical component. We wash dishes. We wash our hands. We fold. We rake. We do things that are repetitive, that we actually do all the time, that when we're doing them, our mind is somewhere else. When you're brushing your teeth, when I'm brushing my teeth, my mind is, what do I have to do to make sure I get breakfast made, et cetera, et cetera, so we're out the door on time? Breakfast is my responsibility. Okay. Do I have time? What's next? What's in there? And I don't even feel the toothbrush on my mouth. I don't even, and this I'm really out myself, I find it hard to stick with a 2-minute timer on my toothbrush because my mind is already downstairs making sure everything is done. So what might happen, because when I get downstairs, everything is going to be done anyway, and I can't do it till I'm there. What might happen if I decided to pay attention to the toothbrushing while I was brushing my tooth, and when my mind wandered downstairs, I came back to the toothbrushing? What would happen if I just took an ordinary task like that and said, I'm going to keep my attention there? So I pick toothbrushing because I've got a timer on it. I ask you to pick one of your own, or maybe even a couple. Think of something that you do every day that's an ordinary task, that when you're doing it, your mind's at work, downstairs, what's the next thing I've got to do? And see if you can bring your mind back to that ordinary task and just experience what it feels like in the body to concentrate on just doing that task. Okay. Now, it sounds so simple. I'll tell you right now, I've been doing this for years. It is not simple. It's challenging. But isn't that what we're in this for? We really want to be able to have it as a practice, not as kind of a nice week's holiday. You want to have it as a practice. How many times have you rushed into the house when you got home and began to scurry doing what you had to do next? And often taking the day with you. What might happen in that transition if, as you were turning the knob to open the door, you stopped for a moment, took a couple of breaths, and consciously entered to do what you had to do next, as opposed to rushed in and things begin to unfold automatically. Now, this is really important because I'm 76. And one of the things we know is that because all of these things are recorded in our automatic systems, we're not present for them. It makes time seem like it's going very fast, and I can't afford that. So I want to be able to stop time so I'm actually in the time I'm in, as opposed to being in the future already, so I can actually savor every moment of that. Walking in the door, taking the breath, I'm home, greeting the dogs, that we have two large dogs who are quite eager to see us, and making it very apparent that they are. But consciously walking to let them out and greet them, as opposed to stepping aside when they run over everybody. Anyway, that's another issue. So what if there's the difference when I step into my life that I take the moment to connect with what I'm doing next, as opposed to being there, having it pass and not noticing. So practice is the real benefit and the real challenge of mindfulness. Ordinary tasks like brushing your teeth, making the tea, making the coffee, transitions, moving with telephone rings, moving from what you're doing so you can consciously engage with person on the other end. Folding anything. It's a repetitive, beautiful task, but the idea of getting it right, and I'm not there yet, and that is, by the way, but I'm not there yet.
Martha Stewart. There's a video. I keep showing it to you.
But she went to jail, okay? There's some things she does well, others not so much.
Ah, but folding those t-shirts.
Well, what if we actually took the time to allow ourselves to connect with it and just recognizing that we're doing something for ourselves? Instead of saying, I've got to get this over so I can do this. To be quite honest, it'll take the same amount of time, but you won't be there until you're there. So it's picking those tasks, eating a meal, and seeing if and you've been doing it now, how many of us, when we're doing things, eat on the fly? I remember looking over to eat my muffin, and there was the wrapper. Am I the only one? I don't think so. So how many of us really don't stop to enjoy, even if we're working, don't stop to enjoy the flavors? And so it just becomes another something that gives us the energy to keep doing what we're doing. So now we've got eating. We've got transitions like walking into a home, into our home. We've got a sense of letting go of what we're doing if we're going to pick up the phone. We can, the stoplights that cause us to be really nuts are moments just to stop and take a breath and settle in and just let ourselves be right there, noticing what's there. We're not at the office yet. So that's mindfulness of the body, in the body, in a very practical way. Because those things that you do themselves, if you do them regularly, will become implicit memory. It will become a habit. But they'll be habits you created by your conscious actions, not habits that were created for you because you weren't paying attention while the body recorded it and said, this is the way you need to do it. So it's really, really important. I mean, this is why it's so important. It's not about bliss. It's about being able to connect with the world in a way that makes you feel valued, because the way you connect with it is something that you consciously do. And we know, for hope, you don't need to go through all the people who say this. This we all know that this is how it works. Our tendency always is to follow a familiar path. And then we follow that familiar path, and we create that path by walking it. Most of us throughout the day, who isn't, I am, walk down a path that we created just by doing without thinking about what we were doing. And so this is your opportunity. It's your opportunity to say, I can take charge of the path I'm creating because I'm going to be more consciously aware of how I'm doing. And what that does in the body, like anything else, it's still going to record. And the more you do it, the easier it is. Now, the toothbrushing is still a work in progress, but things have changed. And now I'm there a bit more often in my head with the toothbrush. I do other things for dental hygiene that I wasn't doing before that I'm now doing because I practiced. And so ultimately it's those sorts of things that allow us to create a life that not only gives us meaning, but is a source of satisfaction for us. And of course, and that's really where compassion starts, isn't it? I'm doing something for myself that I value. And so I recognize its need in other people. And so I do something for them. I do something for them that I feel I can give. And their response will tell me whether or not I was right, and I can modify. My intent is to engage well. So as we're beginning to watch ourselves and we recognize that it's the body that's making this happen. I mean, when you begin to do this, the funny thing is just watching that body try to take over and make it go the other way. And you say, not this time. And so it's almost like you're having this internal dialogue. And I don't say this out loud, by the way. So you don't have to worry about that. But it's like you're having this internal dialogue with the way the body wants to do it. And you're saying, not so much. So things like walking meditation show us that the automatic system, which is so wonderful if I want to go really for somewhere, because that's how I want to do it. It's smooth, everything works. But until you stop and you do mindful walking, you don't see how it moves. You don't have a chance to notice what you're doing. You don't have a chance to actually start slowing down so you can see what's around you. So for the rest of the week, we'll build on this. But always remember, it's being recorded, so it's an implicit memory. That's why we're doing it. It can only be recorded, not by thinking about it, but by doing it. Got a new bike for me, a new bicycle a few years ago that has clips on it. I fell a few times. But eventually, my foot knew the place to go. And so, it's clipped right in. And I kept going. I'm sure the same thing happened when I learned to ride a bicycle. I didn't have to know the theory of why a bicycle is going to stay upright. I just had to pedal until my body and the bicycle and my feet knew what to do, and the bicycle stayed upright. I didn't have to do any measurements to get my feet to clip into the pedals. I just had to do it often enough, and my feet began to remember where to go. So it's really kind of humbling, but that really is what we're doing. We're really beginning to connect with the actual actions that change our life. And if we do it consciously, we're in charge of how that happens. Our life's going to change anyway. Practice, practice, practice. Muscle memory. Mindfulness in the body.